What we are demanding in Donegal is equal citizenship. Our people, whose lives have been devastated, are asking for a fully funded, 100% redress scheme, the same as the families in Dublin and North Leinster. Taoiseach, I'm appealing to you to listen to the stories, the heartbreak and despair coming from Donegal, and do what's right by our people.
With thousands of homes affected, the state essentially has committed to about $1 billion between now and 2030 in relation to this scheme. Grant levels initially was capped at 90% of estimated costs, depending on the remediation option chosen, vary from 49 to 247. The average cost on the East Coast Pirate Scheme is less than 70,000 per home. So the defective concrete blocks grant scheme in Donegal and Mayo is likely to be at least double that. So you're looking at a far more substantial allocation to each home in Donegal than you would have had in the pirate situation. So they're not comparable. I don't think you're comparing like with like in that regard. That said, the minister will engage with the group representing the households and is examining their submission that has been made in relation to them. And there are issues here that genuinely have to be explored with the group and with representatives across the board as well. As you know, there's been a lot of work already prior to this government being formed in terms of an expert panel being established and so on that led to the creation of the scheme. And there was ongoing work with groups representing the householders affected prior to the design of the scheme. But I don't think we're comparing like with like in terms of the two schemes.